Yeah, I was going to make a comment about that. He's saying that Amy Pond was the best companion ever. Rose was right up there.
I love Rose.
So we went to see the Genesis of the Daleks.
Yeah, Monday night.
Yeah, that was actually pretty cool seeing the Fourth Doctor on the big screen.
Yeah, I thought about it. Then Erica wasn't feeling good, and I was just going to stay home.
Mm. It was good, and then they ended it with a big interview with Tom Baker.
Yeah, he's looking old, but you know he's old, so
he qualifies. Yeah,
yeah. So what are you gonna do? Good old Tom Baker.
The start off of the plot was so hokey. I mean, it starts off and they found a smoke machine somewhere because every scene was just full of smoke.
Hey, got new special effects budget. Had to hurry up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna describe him as what a dumb name. That's how I'm gonna describe him. Wiccan, come on. Who named this character?
I still like what they're saying. He's Wiccan awesome.
No, I think we just need to have the Demiurge people come on and say that. It's got to be somebody there with a good Boston accent. I think I might go with Welcome Back Wiccan. Because when I first saw that he was called Kaplan, I immediately went to Gabe Kaplan.
Good poker player.
Shuffle up and deal.
Most of my things are stretches. Have you ever listened to this show? My God.
Is there someone in the room?
Yeah,
Donkey Teeth and Flynn's Arcade permanently in the room?
Yeah, they will never leave.
I think I failed to do my job again. I don't think I locked it.
No, they never left from last week. Do we have anything to discuss before actually getting this going? Although we're early.
I don't know. Where can I complain about Valkyrie?
About not having enough covers for her? Or that you don't like her?
No, I got her champed, and she's boosted. And now I want to complain about her.
Oh, all right.
I think you could do that in
this show.
Yeah, I was just trying to think what segment.
Narrowed it down a little.
Local news?
Local news? Yeah, sure, why not? It's local to you.
Yeah,
sure.
Is that a movie?
Yeah, I like that movie. I remember nothing about that movie except Jennifer Connelly.
But couldn't they just leave?
They got locked in.
Yeah.
You can't get locked into places.
Yep, locked in.
Nope, codes everywhere will not allow that to happen. There's always doors that will let you out.
This was the 80s. There was no code.
Oh, don't give me that crapola. And it's a Target. They have to have did they have a sporting goods section back then? I've got guns. I'm getting out of this place. It's not that hard to smash some glass.
Is that the one where they're locked in with security robots to try to kill them? Or is that a different movie?
Security robots in the 80s at a Target?
It wasn't a Target.
There's no way it was a Target. Target didn't exist.
It was a Target. Target's been around for ages.
No.
And this is not what I think that it is. There was a movie where they were, maybe it was Chopping Mall. Is that the one where they're trapped in the mall? And there are security robots that is a dope tank top.
All I know is I'm feeling very left out that I've never had security robots at any of the stores I've been to.
I think Chopping Mall.
It's like RoboCop, right?
Career Opportunities is the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I've never seen such a thing. I believe you.
I saw it, and I only remember Jennifer Connelly. Like, that's it.
All two of her.
She was good in Labyrinth.
She was good in Labyrinth. Yeah. And then she was really hot in Career Opportunities.
I believe it. And for the rest of her life.
It was a Target, by the way. I'm wrong. I didn't think Target existed back then.
Target.
Our conversation's leaking out anyway. I'm opening the channel.
Okay. John Connery. Greetings, programs.
I'm going to get to type unlocked before anybody noticed.
Nope.
Yeah, I typed unlocked and then Squiggy appeared.
What was Squiggy's companion? What was that guy?
Lenny?
Lenny?
Lenny. Yeah.
The Lone Wolf. Greasers.
They're better than Carmine singing that stupid song every time he came into the room.
Yeah, that is true. I hated Carmine.
We'll never go from rags to riches.
Is that what he sang?
Wasn't that the song?
I don't know.
Didn't he sing Rags to Riches?
All I really remember of that character is a distinct dislike.
Yep, that's it.
Not that I ever don't, but I really enjoyed the infographic this week.
I haven't even looked at it.
What's the Enemies logo?
I love that the Crash logo is the blue screen of death.
I love Terry Crews.
I always love Terry Crews. I love that his picture for Deadpool is Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern.
Neil Sedaka.
Yeah.
Neil Sedaka.
All right. This bot tells me we should start the show ahead of this lightning round. Get a jump on things. 4 minutes.
Man, I want to go early.
I mean, we could wait for 3 minutes.
I ain't gotta wait for nothing. He is deadly when he plays a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. That kid don't play. If you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Too cold, vanilla. So my hair can blow? My homies are on standby?
I think his girlies are on standby.
Yeah, I always get that part wrong.
Yeah, they're waiting just to say hi.
Yeah, did you stop?
No, I just drove by. Pursuing to the next block?
All I know is that block was dead, yo. So I continued to A1A.
Beachfront Avenue.
Avenue.
How were the girls?
They were hot. Wearing less than bikinis.
Wow.
Their rock boy lovers were driving Lamborghinis.
They were probably just jealous because you were out getting yours.
I had my gauge. Or Shay had his gauge. And I had my 9. Should we actually start this real show now?
Yeah, you probably should.
All right, let's move on. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 145th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. That's a lot of numbers.
3? Oh.
145.
Yeah.
3, 3, I can count to 3. I'm Craig, with me. We got Ray, we got Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Word up.
Word to your mother.
Indeed. Dun, 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 dun.
All right, this is the week of June 13th through the 20th of the 2018s. Man, summer is almost here.
You keep saying that.
It's so close.
It's getting nice out. 70s.
Yeah. Where? Not where I live.
Well, today was
just rainy and overcast every freaking day.
Today was a fluke. It'll be good living the rest of the week.
Oh, good. So I can be in the pool tomorrow?
Your pool's 90 degrees. You could be in it now.
Yeah, that's where I...
Nope, turns out the air's real cold at night.
You could do a live broadcast from the pool.
When I checked out the floating thermometer, and the one that's you know, sits down in, are like 7 degrees apart.
Okay.
So like the surface water says 90, and then the one down in says like 83. I didn't think there would be that much of a discrepancy between 2.5 feet of water, but apparently there is. What do you know? All right, this week's stuff, your Deadpool dailies. Today, Blue Hawkeye. Thursday, Purple Star-Lord. Friday, Black Elektra. Saturday, Red Gambit Share. Sunday, Green Angel. Monday is the Black Panther. Tuesday is some color of Magneto's I didn't bother to write down. And
probably
Wednesday
blue.
Is a Black Mohawk.
I'm gonna hazard a guess and say blue.
All right, I'll go. Sure, I believe you.
I feel like on the tier of Black Panthers, black is the third one down. Same thing with Storm. So that would put, and I'm pretty sure Magneto goes red, yellow, blue. No, man. Yellow, red, blue.
Ian's busting out some knowledge. Crazy.
More than me, I have no idea.
Yeah, all right, over in your 5-day four-star Kadosh! Oh, no, thank you. Last we spoke, Nico So Horny was the...
What?
That was unexpected.
That was.
Oh,
you
got to
warn
horny.
Us about that if you have...
Me love you long time.
Wow, you can't bust out a new nickname like that and just be like, whatevs.
It
always happens
crew.
In my head. It always happens in my head.
Discord's
surely
doing
it'll
a
be cool
spit
allowed.
Take over here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Two Life Crew came into my head. What do you want? Wasn't that them? They did that song, right?
They did.
Yeah. That was their one claim to fame.
What?
Did they have more than one song?
They had one whole album of nonstop excitement and vulgarity, and then they got arrested for performing that song in public, and that was their claim to fame.
Yeah. When that guy, he used to go, wasn't he like Luke Skywalker or something ridiculous?
What?
Wasn't that one of the guys in that band?
I honestly don't remember any members of that band.
Hmm.
I could not tell you a single member of Two Live Crew.
All right.
Apparently,
any case,
Luke Skywalker was his name. I don't know if it was Skywalker,
boy.
But
That's an entirely different guy.
Yeah.
That you well know.
Right.
Anyway, how'd your Nico battle go?
None. I have her at several levels of unusable, so I just let it go.
Mine went exceptionally well, way more than I expected. Her ability to create special tiles, I got off right away, and then she just kept enhancing them every round. And yeah, it did not take very long at all. Over in a few rounds. Well, probably like 12, but Kate didn't have a chance.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty easy. Let's see, starting yesterday, I believe, was Nova. Have you tried that one yet, Ian?
I haven't. It was too new.
What's your Nova? What you got?
Let's see. Whoops. Oh, no, he's not listed. That was last week. I don't know. I can't. It's too early to start the game. I don't want to slow down my computer.
He was something like a 3-2-1 or something, but
I think he's more viable than that.
Yeah?
I'll try it perhaps after the show. And I'll let you guys know. I'll remember for next week.
Yeah, see? Luke Skywalker, Luther Campbell.
We're still on that?
I knew I wasn't making that up. Yeah!
232, Ian. 232, level 127.
Great. Got this one.
You had a good go. That yellow does good damage. Chuck him in the air once or twice, you'll win easy.
Yep. It's Captain Falcon, isn't it? Falcon America?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got a long time to build that up.
Yeah. My champed Nova actually took a hit from his red. Survived.
Wow.
Yeah, kept going.
Man, that was a long fight then.
I thought I was done for, but as it turns out, I was able to take one blow and then, just kept at it and he was done. Nico was easier, actually.
Yeah. Number next is Ant-Man. He's got his craptastic movie coming up soon. So, there you go.
It's already passing judgment. It could be good.
It could not.
It could.
I'm sure it will be less good than the last one, and that was not good.
It wasn't great, no.
What's that, Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one snuck by me. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you're okay.
It's too much humor. It I don't know.
Yeah, but it's Paul Rudd, so I'm fortified.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was fine, but it was too much humor. I would like less humor, but
I almost always would like that. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the jokes are just stretching. Sorry, that's all I mean. Yeah,
when you know, one of the big nemesis at one point was Thomas the Train, I was really not enthused. You know. Oh, we have seen Beavis Dodge. That's one of the worst movies ever.
I have not yet seen it.
Oh, God, it's bad.
Yeah, I was told to not see it, so I'm just going to pass.
Okay, only I've seen it. Man, it's one of the worst movies ever. Yeah, my problem still stems from the fact that I want real Ant-Man / Giant-Man / Goliath. And I don't need no dumb two-bit crook who gets handed a suit. Give me actual Henry Pym.
Yeah, I have a feeling that if they were to do that, it would be too easy. Like, Hank has, he knows everything. He knows what to do. Like, they'd have to, like, have some sort of over-the-top villain for him to fight because he'd be too good at it.
But he's a drunk. So, you know, you gotta play that aspect up, have him go on a bender.
Didn't they do that with Stark, though? He can't keep doing that.
Well, I'm sorry. There's multiple wife-beating drunks in Marvel. What do you want? I didn't make these characters at the fact that, you know, half the Avengers are the same guy. What do you want? Anyway, Ant-Man, that should be an easy win.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose.
Okay.
What's your, I didn't look at even.
0-3-4.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Who's he fight? I don't even remember.
I mean, you can make aunts.
Oh, he fights Jean Grey. You're going to lose.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
That's okay. Yeah, it'll swing back around.
Right.
Right. Storyland, we got Hearts of Darkness running now. 17,000 gets you 3 Rocket Groots. 33.5 is a Yellow Valkyrie just for Rey. 54,000 is 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Wasp. And 51 to 400 is Doc Ock. And then next, I believe, is X-Men versus Apocalypse. More details later in the sneak peek.
Another Alliance event.
In the Hay Season, Soul Season, it's going on right now. We got the Icebreaker event.
What? So
Creepy Bobby getting his own event here.
Oh.
800 gets you a Blue Magneto, 900 Purple Iceman, 1200 for the CP, top 10 is Quake, and 11 to 50 is the Dream Warrior. So that's a nice new twist. Try that out. Or don't. You know, whatever. Get me dead silence. You know, whatevs. Just tell me about some pie.
Okay, I didn't think this was the commenting section. I thought this was where you just read numbers aloud for like 4 minutes, and then I told you about pie.
Just tell me about pie.
All right. Tell you about some chili pie. Ancho chili pie, to be specific. Ancho chili fudge pie, to be even more specific.
It doesn't even make sense.
No.
Please tell me more.
Well, there's not much more to tell other than I don't think I've ever been like, this pie is good. If it only tasted more like a mole, I'd be really into it.
Mole.
It would be not too different than a normal fudge pie, but other than you want to destem and scrape out the seeds of an ancho chili and then chop it up and put it in the mix as well. You can also add nuts to taste, but I don't know if the chocolate combined with the spice is supposed to add something or. Yeah, this is gross.
Some people like chilies and chocolate.
They
together,
do, but why would I want a whole pie of it though? Like I understand that flavor, and it creates almost too savory of a flavor. And this pie would, because now I've got fudge and nuts in this pie. Now I'm just, it seems like one of the grosser ones you've picked for some reason, and you picked some disgusting pies. But I knew where those pies were coming from. Like if there are fish heads sticking out of my pie, I know what to anticipate. If I'm smelling a delicious, fudge walnut pie and I cut into it and all of a sudden it tastes like chilies, man, that's for fighting.
I agree. Sneaking chilies in the chocolate, that's just wrong.
Yeah, there's no reason to ambush people. Just make sure the pie is, a full top crust and that it's served warm. If it cools down, it's going to be even less delicious. That's it. That's all I know about ancho chili fudge pie. I wouldn't recommend it. The recipe has too many components for it to be put together easy or last minute. And there's too many allergy warnings on the list. So I would not recommend serving this to anybody ever. But if you're interested, you can find out more about ancho chili fudge pie and how to make the appropriate puree. As always, this delicious segment has been brought to you by this pie.
This pie.
Hero of the show, bane of Joe, best friend to me, this pie. Thanks.
Joe, I will come for you.
Bane of Joe.
What's happening?
I don't know.
All right, so let's move on. So X-Men versus Apocalypse is tomorrow. The featured characters is 4-star Wasp, 3-star Doc Ock, 2-star Magneto. Character categories include Beast, Wolverine, Deadpool, Jean Grey, Cyclops, Storm, and Switch. There will also be S.H.I.E.L.D. training for this new character it seems to be completely made up out of nowhere.
They're all being made up.
Long right. Lost.
Just so we're clear.
Anyway, this character who claims to be the kid of Vision and Switch. I don't
think he ever makes that claim. I think it's inferred in the Young Avengers comics, because all of a sudden he and another speedster show up that claim to be related, and we are led to believe that that is their most likely origin. I did not investigate it further. I only read like the first.
I don't know. I still live in the
12 issues of Young Avengers.
I still live in the 616 universe where Wanda is a mutant, and that's, I'm sticking to that.
She is.
No, they retconned that. She got murgled by the High Evolutionary, and then she learned some magic, and it's all crap.
Hmm. I thought she still had the mutant ability to control probability.
No, I think they took that away recently. I think now she's at an actual witch now.
Oh.
Which is why this punk, can also be a witch.
That is one of the best and worst powers ever. It's one of the best. Probability control, I love it. But when people say, well, what superpower do you want? And I say probability control, they all just look at me funny like I just, ran over their cat.
But you always win then.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Nobody knows that Scarlet Witch does that. She just wiggles her fingers and things happen like,
You should read House of M when Wanda gets out of control.
Yeah.
It's a good storyline.
Sure.
It's not.
It is.
I didn't enjoy it at all.
Well,
again, I don't.
Oh, now we're getting quotes about Gabe Kaplan. We'll get to Gabe Kaplan in a minute. So anyway, his SHIELD training will require him, Rogue, Miles, and Quake. So there you go. Number next. Oh, here's the thing that came out of nowhere. They've changed how cascades work, but only for the computer's turns.
Yeah, this is weird. This was totally unexpected to me.
I wasn't expecting this, had heard nothing about it, and I really don't understand why we did this. But
tell me more.
So in order to make people, think that the game is balanced because they don't believe the fact that, you know, cascades are random because, you know, of bias. So they always assume the computer is cheating. They are lessening how many cascades the computer is allowed to have on its turns in story and prologue missions.
Oh.
So this only prevents cascades at enemy turn from new tiles falling onto the board. Cascade matches that consist entirely of tiles already in the board won't be affected. Cascades on the player's turn won't be affected by this system at all. They count cascades from scratch. Anything that changes the board state after any match or power change resets that. After the first enemy match and a potential cascade, there's a 5% chance that they do the following. For every tile that drops in from the top of the board, if it'll create a new match, reroll its color until it doesn't create a match. After the second enemy match in a cascade, there's a 45% chance that they reroll the colors until they don't create a new match. After the third enemy match in a cascade, they will always reroll tiles until they don't create a match. Exception, there's some board states where any tile they drop will result in a cascade. For example, if there are two critical tiles with one gap in between them. So, you know, obviously, since those are wilds, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, there you go. So, you should be seeing a whole lot of cascades, a whole lot less cascades in your story fights. But, man, I didn't know that that was even being considered or that that had come up at all and came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, I get the negative bias, but at the same time, like, okay, so it happens to me and I'm always like, oh, you're clearly cheating now. And then my brain goes, no, it's obviously not. You're just thinking that that's happening because you think the computer's in control. But I never thought it would be addressed like this. This is a total surprise.
Maybe when they get all those surveys back for what improvements could we make in the game, tons of people wrote fewer enemy cascades.
Stop the computer from cheating.
they did say they got a lot of complaints, mostly from new players, because, you know, people playing a long time have, you know, this deal with it. But they said they got the exact same complaints about all the previous Puzzle Quest games as well.
Sure.
Like all match three games, people have that perception.
Patch said that's exactly what happened.
Sorry, Patch. If only you would just ignore every comment that isn't give this game Dazzler and Namor, then you wouldn't have to worry about any other comments.
I was saying boo earns.
Namor was even on the cover of X-Men Red last week. Like, he's doing things and stuff's happening. Dazzler had her own comic. I'm just saying. All right, so let's talk about this Mr. Carter here. So we got Gabe Kaplan. He is called Wiccan for whatever reason.
You're really not even going to explain that at all?
Nah, they can put it together. Our listeners are smart. So he's blue, yellow, green. He's a four-star. His blue power is called Mystical Destiny.
Wiccan awesome.
At the start of the turn, if you have at least 6 AP in all colors, he transforms into the Demiurge, and the blue power turns into Power of the Demiurge. So I guess you want to team him up with, you know, passive people. I put him with America and Medusa or something. I don't know.
I got to apparently look at this comment. He the Power of the Demiurge? Wow.
That sounds good, huh?
It's impressive.
All right, so Power of the Demiurge is a passive. All matches made by Wiccan will clear the row or column entirely, dealing damage and generating AP. So everything he makes is a match four. That's real nice. As a side effect, he becomes the target of all enemy attacks. So I don't know if you're going to want him to tank or not, but he's gonna if you make this flip.
Huh, interesting.
His yellow power for 9 yellow is called Magical Barrier. Creates 4 random 5-turn countdown tiles that reduce damage from enemy matches and powers by 20% each. When they're matched or destroyed, he has true healing of 1,605 health. So he's tanking while reducing all their damage, and then if they make the damage reduction go away, he gets to heal up. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
His green power is called Chain Lightning. It is directed at Kurt. And as Kurt is listening, I laugh at you because you've been hit by lightning yet again.
Oh, man. Green. That is a way inside joke.
Yeah, Ian, that was some serious local news.
Ian, do you even get that reference, Ian?
I have pieced it together.
Oh, okay.
I used context clues and the fact that we know each other. You know, I don't know any details about your buddy Kurt and his affinity for receiving lightning strikes.
I don't think he has an affinity. I think it just, maybe I have a subconscious affinity as DM to hitting his character with lightning bolts every chance I get.
The best part is he's a Tempest cleric who wields lightning, and Ray hits him with a lightning bolt every single game day. Like, every day his character wakes up and gets hit by lightning in some way. It's hilarious. That's
3 times one day.
It's funny every time. And he loses all of his dogs that way. Anyway, for Chain Lightning, for 12 green, deal 8,551 damage and destroy a chosen column. If that column contains an enemy special tile, destroy a random column until one with no enemy special tiles is destroyed.
Hmm.
Destroyed tiles deal damage, but do not generate AP.
Wow.
So, man, that sounds like a way to really wipe the board of special tiles.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly. That sounds pretty nice.
Yeah.
Have to try that against Carnage, I guess. Except I like fighting Carnage and using his powers against him.
Yeah.
But.
There was... Oh, did I close the webpage? Hold on. Oh, crap bags. I think I closed the webpage. Well, poop. All right, I closed the webpage. Earlier, Ice posted a link with some more details, with some questions that people had asked on the forums.
Yeah.
One of which is, how many hit points is this guy going to have? And the answer is like 13,000.
Yeah, he's around 13,000. There was a question about, does his green do the 8,000 damage for each row destroyed in the vertical destruction, or just once? And the answer is only the first time. The other destroyed columns deal damage for the tiles, but no bonus damage. What else? He says that he stays in Demiurge once he is transformed. So if he tosses out a shield or chain lightning, he'll still be tanking everything. And he needs to be making the match to cause the row/column destruction. Otherwise, sure, the teammates will make the match normally, and then Wiccan will tank. They asked if it was true healing. Yes, it's true healing, so that'll make up for the fact that he's a tank, and not a really tank. He doesn't have that many hit points. And he also says it works like a match 4/5, the column destruction, in that the column, in terms of other tiles, they aren't considered matched, but they do give additional individual damage. So, yeah, if you're doing a thing where you have to match a tile, his thing will not count as being matched. It'll just destroy it. So that was the questions that was in that. I'm glad I copied it.
Hey, thanks, right?
Sure. 'Cause
I had copied it, and then I apparently closed it immediately. I got too distracted because I put Doctor Who on a second monitor that I added to my PC just so I could watch Doctor Who on a second monitor.
You've got Doctor Who, you've got Discord and the show. Man.
Yeah, it's crazy times. So that's Mysticata, Gabe Kaplan. Apparently he's from Boston, and he's got a dumb name. There you go.
Oh, and Ice9 just said on the Discord that there was another question asking if he had enhanced match damage like Chavez, and he does not.
Mm.
That would seem like
America's
too much.
So good.
So.
Yeah, America's strong.
Yeah.
Like her whole lots.
So is it fair to assume that he will also be strong since he is the same made-up character from the same made-up team, and the last time they let a young Avenger come in the game, she got 4-star glory?
He sounds like he'll be fun.
I'm sure.
I mean, he's no Dazzler or anything. But, you know. Anywho, local news. Ray's got a local rant. And by local rant, he means about Puzzle Quest. And
yeah, I'm not sure how this falls under local news, but sure.
I don't know. Rant away.
Okay, so I don't know if this is as intended or not, but I was really distraught because I have been, since championing her, I have been such a big fan of Valkyrie. She's a brilliant way of generating AP for your strongest power. All you have to do is do damage to the person that she has the bounty on, and you can generate AP. I think it's a fun kind of new way of doing it. But so normally when I'm playing her, you do the bounty to, and you have to do like 2,800 points of damage in order to get the 4 AP. When she's boosted, I have to do 5,800 points of damage in order to get the same 4 AP. So the amount of damage that you need to do in order to get the achievement goes up when you're higher level, thus making her less useful. So the higher level she is, the less that power helps you.
I feel like she's also doing more damage at that level, so it should be proportional.
I suppose that is true, except I don't use her to do any damage. I use her to generate that AP that I want. So, I mean, maybe it's perfectly intentional and that was by design, but to me it seems a little backwards. It seems, maybe not even backwards, maybe it's, I don't know. It goes up significantly. That's my only real complaint, is that the difference between 2,800 damage and 5,800 damage is pretty significant. Even when you're using, like, Thor for match damage, that is a lot of matches to get up that high. Anyway, that was my complaint. Valkyrie, not as good when boosted.
All right. I still don't have her champed, so haven't really used her, so I have no comments.
Sure. As to actual local news, Perandiak said that he has some local news. The I-99-I-80 interchange is going to be a mess soon because it's going to have a proper interchange instead of a stop sign, which is good once they get there. But having two highways have a stop sign to get the interchanges, it's not as bad as you're imagining, but it's pretty bad. And also, local news number two, donuts. It looks like Duck Donuts is the best joint in State College. So
I would still argue that Weiss is the best donut place in State College.
When your Weiss makes their glazed twist donuts in the shape of pretzels, do they do that? Because mine does.
No, I don't think I've ever seen that.
They instead of just twisting them together, they make them in the shape of a pretzel, and then they put on, like, rock candy-sized chunks of sugar to emulate the style of salt.
That sounds awesome.
It's a great donut. Great donut.
Yeah, I love Weiss's donuts. I think they make the best donuts in town. But the ones at the Dunk suck. They're terrible.
They're not my favorite. I would not get them. But as far as, you know, cooked-to-order, fresh, delicious donuts... Duck Donuts.
See, I'm not a big cake donut guy. I prefer my like raised donuts.
Read here on the Discords that you guys are getting a trampoline park.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Sorry, Ray. You're over the age of 10. Ray, you're out.
Sure. I just hadn't heard that. Not that I should be surprised at that either. But
it's going in out there by the Giant Market, right?
I'll tell you more right now. It's. I don't know. I can give you an address, and then you can tell me where Get Air is going to be. It's going to be at 2252 East College Avenue.
Yeah, that's
next to the
giant
supermarket in the Nittany Commons Shopping Center.
Just in time for the giant supermarket to move, and then this place go out of business because no one's ever going to that plaza ever again.
Is that the Giant with Ni Hao in it?
It was.
Okay. Ni Hao's gone?
They shut down.
Oh, I love that place.
What? No. That's Northland Plaza. That's on Atherton Street.
Oh, I thought that's the one you were talking about.
I don't understand where East College Avenue is in my mind.
Do you know where Old New York is?
Yeah.
That Giant.
That's where Get Air is going to be. Oh, okay. That's fine. They got lots of room there. They've got some, what do you call those things that...
There's an escape room there.
Ray and I are good at? Yeah, escape rooms.
Yeah.
That's it. A little tooting of my own horn.
Alpha Team posted that Saquon Barkley's football career is over before it even started because he was featured in a trailer for Madden. So he has already destroyed both of his knees and will never walk again before he's even played one down of football, like Kajana Carter style.
I was just going to say, I think Larry Johnson is looking for a roommate. He can give him a call.
You know, even Old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why'd they change it? I can't say.
People just
liked it better that way.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even remember what it used to be. Was it the Gamble Mill?
Old New York?
Yeah.
No, Old New York's been there since they built that plaza, hasn't it?
No, it was a famous restaurant. Not a famous. It was a popular restaurant in Bellefonte that kept burning down. When I was, I watched it burn down when I was living in Bellefonte.
Yeah, I remember that place. It was like the schnitzel place.
Yep, but it wasn't schnitzels, was it?
No.
That's okay.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it burned down something fierce.
Yep, some good burning.
All right, moving on.
Right.
This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Thor's back in business. Because guess what came out today?
Thor with Odinson as the lead character again?
Thor number one, where the Odinson is back in charge.
Yeehaw. All right. Let me tell you about everybody's favorite sleeveless superhero, who I thought was a pretty fundamental two-star when two stars were still relevant. He's just like sleeves. He's the best. He's got red, yellow, and green.
Is he better than all the rest?
He probably not. There's a lot of viable two-stars, so I don't want to say he's the absolute best, but he's one of my favorites. If for no other reason, he's Thor. His red does a little damage and makes a couple yellow. His yellow does even more damage and makes a bunch of green. And his green does a bunch of AoE damage and extra damage to the target. So he is hardy, he is self-sufficient, and all his powers just do damage. So
nice,
there's
and simple.
No passives, no power switching from one ability to another. No thinking on my part. You just click them in order, and things are looking up for you.
Everything's coming up, Mjolnir.
Yeah, he's an easy 3-5-5 because the difference... I used to think red and yellow were pretty close, but the difference between making 7 green tiles and 9 green tiles is really significant for some reason. Like, when I was only making 7 green tiles, when I had it at 4-4-5, it was good, but not great. Now that it's 9 green tiles, it always makes a match, always creates some cascade. I often get lucky enough that it's makes a critical tile.
Yep, can't complain about Thor. Super solid.
Yeah, really. He's so adequate. I also have no complaints.
He was definitely my favorite for a long time. People on Discord are saying that it's him or Ares, pick one. And Ares hurts himself. So that was my pick.
Right.
He also heals himself.
I hear that.
But, you know.
Right. Right. I was going to say that they are largely a lateral move. I think that Thor has better AoE damage.
Mm.
And Ares has that green attack that just chops someone right in half.
Yeah.
But then also provides the enemy team with green. Thor just seemed to have less drawbacks.
I think it just depends whether you like Greeks or Scandinavians.
Yes, you can go with whether, absolutely. You can go Norse, you can go Greek, your preference. I'm okay with both. But this week it's
Ares,
Thor.
Ares Greek or Roman?
Ares.
Ares is Greek.
Greek, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mars. He became Mars in Roman.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Look at that. I remembered something.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
That's what makes it always sunny in Xandar. This week's featured character, Thor.
All right, Ray, what's in the mailbags?
Oh, hey, the mailbag. I got to get to the mailbag. Ah, there it is. All right, mail is brought to you by Willy Lumpkin.
I've got the usual for you.
Thanks, Willy.
Mail.
First, Iron and Wine. I've never seen this guy before, but he's a mover and shaker over on the D3 forum. He said that it made him smile when he saw that he was defeated by Wooly One in the Loki PvP. He said that he got a kick out of seeing a name from the forum and the PW3 podcast in the game. He went over. He followed you over to our alliance to check out our alliance players. So,
okay, cool.
I don't know if he's hunting for us now or no. I'm just making that. Yeah. Also from the D3 forum, Alberman said that following on the heels of recent It's Always Sunny in Xandar from the episodes, he wanted to share his personal two-star team, Obi-Dub, Wolvie, and Storm, which is, to me, sounds odd, but apparently Obi-Dub...
Tell me again?
Original Black Widow.
Yeah, Original Black Widow. Yeah.
Wolvie and Storm.
Yeah. Okay.
So the two, Widow and Wolvie together, you got all the covers. But then the fact that with Fishnet's at 3 covers, it means that she only has to, she steals 3 AP of each color with the purple if you have her at 3 covers. But the key is that the cost to fire it is only 8. This means that as long as the other team has already made a purple match, you only need to make 2 purple matches, stealing 1 AP each time in order to trigger the power. And he said, then besides that, you work on getting green and red to fire off Wolverine's attacks and eventually use Storm to just wipe out anybody who's left. So, So in any case, it was a team I had never heard of before. I've certainly never used it, but thought it was interesting.
It sounds thoughtful.
Yeah,
I like it.
Right, exactly. Pega Unisusicorn said, this is an ongoing thread here for different people, but cold as ice is David Bowie? It's Foreigner.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Bowie. Let me check with my wife on that.
Yeah. He said, and I don't get this, he says, only Ian is excused from this most grievous of musical misattributions. I don't know how Ian gets a pass on this one, but...
I'm not sure either. If it's flattery, dope. If it's some sort of backhanded insult, then less dope.
So I didn't know if you wanted to explain the David Bowie thing, but it's an inside joke that every time anybody, any music, who is that comes up and Craig or his wife is involved, the answer is David Bowie.
Yeah. My wife insists that everyone is David Bowie. So.
Yeah.
Mainly just the two songs, but.
Because, yeah, Space Oddity and Coming Home, same song.
Same thing. It's about white shirts.
Same. It's the same exact song. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, but that Peter Schilling had nothing to do with the sass.
No. Nope.
I don't know. I think that it was just to counter the fact that at one point in our lives, we were both wrong about who sang Jukebox Hero, and for some reason your wife knew.
That is true. That's true.
So to hide our shame, we just belittled her until she gave up.
Stink Palm says that this new Iron Spider absolutely cannot teach Miles how to spider. See also the new Spider-Man trailer, which I had pulled up previously and I don't have up now. I was going to... So it's called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. This is an animated movie coming out Christmas time. I had never heard of this before.
Yeah, it's the Miles movie.
Yeah, yeah. So I watched the trailer. That actually looks pretty good. I'm actually kind of interested in that now. I'm not really a big Spider-Man person, but that got me interested. Joe said, love the new Lockjaw and Nico crashes, the former being harder than I expected, the latter being easier. I agreed with that completely. He also said, parachute-themed character, Kite Man, confirm. he says that he had 16 of the 31 supports. Congratulations. He said getting the 5-star chimichanga has been the recipient of all his ISO, currently at level 79. I don't doubt it. Chimichanga is very strong. And Ian, not having deep knowledge of Foreigner's back catalog was upsetting.
Man, make that joke and people got really upset about it. No,
because we didn't explain it.
Yeah, we didn't.
That's all right.
We just left them to twist in the wind as though... I've never heard music before.
I mean, it's just like Dust in the Wind by David Bowie.
I mean, Foreigner, I don't need an instruction manual to know how to rock. Hot-blooded, check it and see.
D-Wing Illinois said, Lockjaw went quickly and positively. Nico took much more effort than I'd have liked, but a much better feel over individual dynamic. See, that's the exact opposite of what I had, but I don't know. Maybe it depends on your board. Like I said, I got her special tiles out fast, so. He also said, describing the tire fire of the myriad leprechaun pie varieties as being versatile is going to exceed the prescription strength of most rose-colored glasses. I just love that description. That was very in-depth. Occasionally, I think of returning to complete my post-secondary education, and then I completely zone out when Craig talks about the new 4-star odds, and I think that the classroom might not be in my milieu anymore.
No, remember, those classes are now chock full of millennials, and who wants that?
Other millennials?
Yeah, they don't even like each other.
Ian's enthusiasm at Craig saying, hit me, Ian. Made it feel like he was full of glee at the chance to actually whack him. Have you met these two?
He is! Yeah. Ian's always full of glee to hit me. Usually the kidneys when I'm not expecting it.
Yeah. It was a long standing.
It was like 20 years of punching me in the kidneys.
I don't know if it was 20 years, but it was like at least 10 or 12 of, you know, when I would see you in a room to rush in and pummel you in the kidneys from behind and then run away. And then, again... Your wife intervened and was like, listen, you've been punching my husband for like 12 years now. Please stop. I was like, all right.
He's beginning to have internal issues.
Oh, I don't know. I hope there's no correlation there.
I hope not. I hope they're not related, but yeah.
Not to flashback too far, but I love that Ice Nine said Crosby, Stills, and Bowie. Moving on, but we're still on D-Wing because he posts a wall of text and there were too many funny things.
Oh, wait, there's more.
He said, he asked, Craig is capable of empathy and he wasted on LeBron?
you know, his whole team just sucks. Like, it's like, you know, a bunch of like elementary school students with, and then LeBron James, and he took him to the NBA finals. Like, they're just all terrible.
He also said, and again, back on topic, I almost think that Ian set Craig up by attributing Cold as Ice to Bowie, knowing that Craig listens to about 40% of what he says and would just agree out of reflex.
Man, that joke got way more play than I expected.
Yeah. Jordan from Jersey, new character clue. My understanding slash memory is that it is something to do with the Young Avengers. My hope is for Wiccan. Well, you're the winner. You're the only person who said it before it was announced, so congratulations.
You're also the only person who has ever said, my hope is for Wiccan.
That can't be true. There's got to be a couple people.
No, that's got to be true. That phrase has never been uttered before.
Not for this, not for Marvel, and not for Wiccans in reality.
Seriously, no one goes around saying, oh, I'm hoping for Wiccans. No, you're not. No one's hoping for Wiccans to
show
up.
Seriously.
Man, they're going to tell you some hippie nonsense.
Take your hand fasting ceremony and get out.
Seriously.
There's some Wiccan hate going on here, man.
Go smudge your sage somewhere else, you freak. Man. I only attended one wedding that had that going on. Just once.
Wait, wasn't that Terry's?
Yeah, sure
well,
was.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah.
That'll teach you. Jordan also said, what is a breakfast donut? Aren't all donuts breakfast donuts?
Well, I don't know. In my office, you know, a donut can be an all-day enjoyment.
Right. Right. I don't think there's a reverse. I don't think that there's like, a dinner donut. But I don't think that... donuts are confined to breakfast.
I've had donuts for dinner. You know, some nights you just want a donut.
Here's a returning person I haven't seen for a while, Cactus Jack.
Ah, bang, bang.
Let me see if I can get through this without laughing. He says, my wife and I went to a Foreigner concert in Atlanta a few years ago at a country club. We were about the only ones that didn't arrive in a golf cart. We were the only ones who stood up during the show. A man behind us complained about us standing and commented that we weren't even alive when Foreigner was a thing. He then started rambling to people about how Nanny and the Professor was the greatest show of all time and then took out his phone and mumbled something about click, click, boom in a poop house. We were very, we were very uncomfortable and left after Jukebox Hero.
That's gold.
Yeah, that is an elaborate Craig burn.
Man.
I don't do it myself, mostly because I'm lady. Mostly because I'm a lady.
Lady!
Lady!
Freudheimen!
Mostly because I'm lazy, but if you go to a concert and don't expect standing, shame on you.
I don't even think Craig would complain about that, but who knows?
I think it would depend on the concert. Like, you know, if I'm going to see, like, you know, the Philharmonic, I don't expect people to be standing.
All right.
Like, any kind of pop rock show? Sure. Yeah. Standing.
Yeah. I would argue that the Philharmonic is not a concert. It is an orchestra. But, yeah, whatever.
Are they playing music? That's a concert.
Cactus Jack also posted a video. I will share it here on Discord, and I'll probably link it on the webpage. It's a video talking about Jessica Jones showing off her abilities. It's pretty impressive. If you want to get an idea of how to use Jessica, I'm sure he has her fully covered. But I watched it. It's kind of cool. And as usual, he times it with the music, and it is pretty awesome. So
I says to get your lighters out for Toccata and Fugue.
I miss lighters. At concerts.
Yeah, as opposed to
tired
cell phones.
Of people holding up their phones. Yeah. Nonsense.
Samurai just said that he has a Koye covered. That's insane, but there you go. Finally, he's Jane Gixon. Said that, did anyone know the movie Craig was quoting? It sounded vaguely familiar, but I couldn't place it. A fella. A smart fella.
A smart fella. Might have a weapon hidden under there.
I thought we said what movie that was from. Did we not say that it was from Red Warrior?
Yeah, I don't know. It is from Road Warrior. That's my snake. I found it.
And I'm going to eat it. Yes, Donkey Teeth corrected me. Hopefully I didn't say it wrong, but maybe I did. The he in the case of having Okoye covered was Cactus Jack. Cactus Jack has Okoye covered. Yeah. And he is not
top men.
He is not that much of a whale, so that's just a ton of playing, I think.
Top men is Raiders of the Lost Ark, yo.
Yeah, that one.
Top men.
Yeah, we have top men working on it right now. Who?
Top
men. Yep.
All right, that is all that is in the mailbag. Thanks again, Lumpy.
All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
We just want, just to, want pump to pump
you up. Oh, that one was bad.
Man, I really ought to get a camera for this so people can record my sweet clap pointing at the microphone. Because you're missing the pointing. Again, with the pointing. Children, please.
Scooch closer.
With scooch.
Don't make me tell you again. Ian, what you got?
Good night, moon. Good night,
good night,
cow.
Cow jumping
over
the moon.
Ah, man, every time I read that story to my son, that happened in my head.
You, there in the red. Chop, chop.
Great, let me tell you about some boosted characters. Boosted! Oh, no, what's happening?
Apparently made a new sound effect.
It was unintentional. I was going to tell you 3-star players about some people that are boosted. Angel's boosted. That's a bummer. He's got to be boosted eventually. But I think I finally managed to get him fully covered after selling him at, an increased rate. But no, that was Gambit. I was not down on Angel. I had him confused with Gambit for no reason. They have nothing in common and aren't at all similar. Perhaps they were released as a 5-star and a 3-star,
yeah.
And that's where I was living. Angel's just fine. He can fight
X-Men.
Vulture for you.
X-Men.
What's that?
So they have nothing in common. They're both X-Men.
Oh, right. But one's an X-Men original.
It's true.
Johnny is the
OG.
Yeah, he really is. Cyclops is boosted. Man, that guy just makes damage. Now he'll make even more. Use Cyclops. Use him in place of Luke Cage, along with Iron Fist and Switch.
That just makes
you'll be successful. Doc Ock, he's okay. His blue, when you are fighting someone who makes a lot of strike tiles, is underrated. It's super potent. It clears those tiles and does a ton of damage for clearing the tiles, yeah. And should do even more while he's boosted. So consider that. His green's not too shabby either. Sentry. He's not.
His character.
Yeah.
I hear he's getting a comic again.
Is he?
Why?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was out loud.
That's okay.
I don't know, Ray. You'd have to call Marvel, but.
All his red and green damage output should get a nice boost. And the size of his strike tile from tubby cramps should also see a nice boost.
Oh, tummy cramps.
And then good old patch style Wolverine. He's okay. I truthfully don't remember much about him because he does not get a lot of play in my daily regimen.
He is extremely dangerous.
Does he heal all the time?
He does heal all the time.
He heals all the time. Is his red the best there is?
Are you talking about description or name? I think that is the name of it, yeah.
Name, and then he counts up all the Wolverine tiles that are out there and wrecks you for a bunch of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good nuke. That's going to do even more.
He puts out tiles.
Yeah, his green puts out some strike tiles.
Well, his red does,
I
too.
I use that versus...
Oh, right. But doesn't it put them out for them, or does it put them out for
both
you?
Both do.
Nice.
Both do both. They put out all the strike tiles.
Yeah. I use him versus Caecilius.
Sure.
Him and Elektra.
Tell me again why. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Because of the tile.
Yeah, give them a bunch of tiles, match them away, watch them die. Right.
Well, while they're both boosted, you can team him up with Doc Ock, and he can manipulate the board while Logan
there
kills everybody.
Yeah, but yeah, his green puts out enemy strike tiles on purple, and your strike tiles on green. So you just have to be aware of that and be ready to match away some purple before you use his green. And then the red puts strike tiles for you and the other team out on red.
Okay. So now I'm going to go to my visual aid so that I struggle marginally less than I usually do. Because I don't know what King of Wakanda Black Panther does.
Does anybody? I don't.
Hopefully Samurai
wrote this graphic here.
Yeah, hopefully Samurai does. Looks like he makes special tiles, protect tiles, and then boosts his own special tiles. So perhaps his protect tiles will be stronger. His special tiles will be stronger. And you'll see a damage boost from his red. Well, oh, well, we'll save the... Guess you save the best for last. So I'll go in a non-alphabetical order and tell you about X-23, who is pretty awesome as far as tanks go. So she'll get a red boost, a red healing boost. Her green damage should be cranked up quite a bit. And those strike or the trap tiles that she makes with purple also considerably more potent.
Yeah, if she's tanking colors, she gets good healing.
Yeah, yeah, she really does.
She's really one of the best healers in the game, as long as, you know, she has, as long as she's not outclassed, as long as she has her symbol out on some tiles.
Yeah, right. she has to be tanking the colors.
Right. Yeah. I remember for me specifically, she was brutal when I had to face her in Crash of the Titans. I just could not outpace her healing as far as damage output with whoever I had. It was very frustrating. X-Force Deadpool, he's a situationally awesome kind of guy.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. He's got some true heal, some good damage.
Countdown for what now?
Yeah, he puts out a bunch of countdown tiles, which can be considerably more useful in a bunch of different ways these days.
Yeah.
His black, I want to say it's like reactive. Like they have to do something to you and then black happens.
Yeah, if your characters, if his allies take damage, then he does some damage back. Okay. I use, you know, him with Thor and Carol as the anti-Rocket and Groot.
Okay.
Gamorpha team.
Donkey Teeth, I am also laughing at the at black happens. So he does something to you and then black happens.
Oh, sorry.
That sounds like a Wesley Snipes attack.
Is that always character in this game? Black.
Let me tell you this. This is way before the days of Wesley Snipes.
Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy!
Now for my greatest and oldest nemesises.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
The all-new hit series.
Salah!
Cloak and Dagger. Boosted. We got to try to reel you back in for just a, just a second.
Yeah, Tandy and Tyrone. Yep, we got them.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks. Sorry, I was so distracted because then you sent me down a wrong path. And I'm like, I'm trying to stay focused for just one segment. I'll be gone in a minute. Don't worry. They make yellow. They make black. They,
Rick James.
They eat up special tiles. I think they're really versatile. They have too many abilities to switch back and forth, so I shun them. Lastly, and certainly not leastly, everybody's favorite, Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Is boosted. Her black makes strike tiles, and then when it's done counting down, she'll do a ton of damage, which will get a huge boost this week. Her yellow buffs those strike tiles when countdown tiles count down, expire, go to zero, if you will, and it can force countdown tiles to zero.
Yeah.
Her green, also surprisingly good. It generates AP for you and then does some damage if your strongest color matches their strongest color.
Yeah, that's what it is. I couldn't remember, but yeah.
Yeah. So, absolutely one of everybody's favorites, including mine, in Four Star World. Carol is boosted. I don't know if this is always here, and I skip it, but I'm going to call it the all-new Samurai Super Tip of the Week. As far as boosted characters go, try teaming up Captain Marvel, Cloak and Dagger, and X-Force Deadpool. X-Force Deadpool's countdown for what tiles will help Carol's yellow go off more often, boosting the other tiles that are out there, or the strike tiles that could have already have been created by Cloak and Dagger. Plus, they can make all the black and yellow you need to fuel Captain Marvel to do that good Captain Marvel damage that she does. So there you go. Your boosted team of the week, Captain Marvel, Cloak and Dagger, X-Force. So
that sounds really awesome.
It does sound potent.
Yeah.
So if you've got it, give them a try when you're not too busy playing Everybody versus Apocalypse. So listen to me now and believe me later. The boosted characters of the week. Brought to you, as always, by Mystify. Thanks, Mystify.
Let's talk about the Vine. It's only semi-bad this week. I got that duck died in 9 hours and 47 minutes.
Sad.
I got a couple of sleeves and a bullseye, 3-star bullseye. And hopefully we can try and save those ones before too long. But right now, that's what it's at.
So did you end up selling all the Loki and stuff? that you had last week?
I got another Loki champion.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
So it's up to level 170. So I got to save those. So
okay,
that was nice.
Cool.
I'm just still really sad about this duck because I am never going to get this Howard the Duck champion.
Yeah, I am totally understanding.
I always get the wrong color.
I did, however, I don't know if I mentioned it. When that event ran through, I actually did not get a purple this last time. I got a blue.
Ooh.
So I'm now at 3, 4, 5. I'm getting really close.
Right.
So only like 3 or 4 more purples before I'll have them champed. That's my theory.
Right. No, yeah. That's reasonable. Mine, I think I also got
Get purple.
I think I got a green. I got something good. If Craig got a purple and you got a blue, I definitely got a green because there was a text message thread that has reminded me of that. And then I looked at Howard and I have him at 3, 4, 3. So my chances are looking up.
Yeah, nice. As far as Vine goes, very clear still. I have 1 2-star that I'm waiting to sell. I use Hawkeye, 2-star Hawkeye, in the Daily Deadpool as much as I can because I like that speed shot going off. But yeah, I'll be selling him shortly and restocking him. So that's all I've got on my Vine.
My Vine is also very tidy. I just have a couple of Quark's covers because he is stuck at 525. So I just let those fill up in hopes of stumbling across that red that I need before they expire or don't expire and turn into, you know, ISO.
I just plan on seeing that sweet new graphic that says, hey, we sold this for you.
It could happen. It's coming soon. I can feel it.
Coming in the air tonight? I love this part.
Everyone does.
But that's Divine brought to you by This Vine.
This Vine.
All right, let's open some tokens. I got 2 to open. 1 2s.
Well, I think I do 2, though.
I only have 1. I'll go first. Get it out of the way.
Do it, Doug!
Nice. Good job, me. Oh, an ear poke gets me none other than... Oh, shucks. it was a green Ghost Rider.
Negative Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
I was excited to think that I was going to live my Ghost Rider dream, but not today. I believe my Ghost Rider remains at a not needing green.
Okay.
I couldn't remember, and I couldn't scroll fast enough. 551. I didn't remember where Penance Stare fell on the list. I've been at 551 for a while now, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is so painful.
Yeah. When his best ability is he's a nuke and you don't get any of the cover. It's Ghost Rider. Man, he was always my add this guy to the game suggestion. And then he appeared and...
Sorry, Doctor Who, this guy just rolled out on a throne.
Oh, come on, dude.
And clearly his arms and legs are like paper mache and his head is the size of Texas. It's tremendous.
Focus, Greg. Focus.
I'm here. Who's going? Me or you?
I don't know. I'm not there, so you.
All right. I'm going to stroke that staff. Yeah. The worst power of all time.
Whoa. I'm almost curious.
Sploits?
Sploits! The second one is something at least that's, you know, handy for me. It is a Medusa entanglement. Because I love me the Medusa.
Ooh, I would be very happy if I got to get a Medusa.
So let's see. That gets Medusa to level 296. And, the thing that is Gwenpole to 285.
And just there to be clear, just because I said sploits doesn't mean that that is my least favorite power. I just know that that's Craig's least favorite power.
Yeah, makes my head hurt.
All right, let's see what I can do. Hopefully I get a Medusa. That would be awesome. I'm going for an ear poking. Classic ear poke. I got a 4-star.
Yeah, it's going to be a Ghost Rider.
No. Sam Wilson. Wings of Liberty.
An equally brutal classic.
All right, I think this time I'm going for a on the lips.
Okay.
That didn't work either. All right. Oh, but I got a Moon Knight, Lunacy.
Hooray.
And I got a bonus Heart of the Team Jubilee.
Oh, a bonus even. Look at that.
Yeah, like the bonus. Oh, hey, guess what?
Don't need
I
that
one. I got 5 of those already. 5-2-2, now 6-2-2. Oh, well.
All right, Astokens brought to you by this guy.
Woo, this guy.
You can tell me about the podcast network.
Sure. We are part of a podcast network called the soon-to-be-named network. You can find it at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. It's got a variety of interesting podcasts, which you can use to fill your free time and your podcast listening needs. Direct links are available at puzzlewarriors3.com, or the entire archive can be enjoyed at soontobenamednetwork at soontobenamednetwork.com.
All right, anything else for the good of the order?
Nay.
No, I think I'm good.
Hearing nothing, moving on. All right. So, puzzlewarriors3.com, that's where you can find us. You know, listen to the podcast, wherever you like podcasts. Since you already heard this part, you found it. Good for you. comment suggestions, D3 forums, our webpage, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, Twitter, Facebook, all those sorts of things. You can go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy your some older guy something for Father's Day. We get some kickback. That's nice. CafePress.com/Puzzle Warriors 3 to buy yourself some Puzzle Warriors 3 swag. But I think that's all we got for now. So goodbye. And remember, kids, you don't have to climb the mount to find this one. Goodbye, everybody.
Super stretchy. Goodbye, yeah. Everyone.
Good night.
Bye, friends.
Yeah, I figured that clue out.